It's 88.5 KCSN, Nick Harcourt, your host. And Lenka joins us in studio this morning. G'day. I couldn't resist it. I'm sorry.
G'day, mate.
It's terrible, isn't it?
It's all right.
I should know better. When was the last time you were here? I'm just trying to think back. A year and a half ago?
It was my previous album, but it was, possibly even 2 years ago.
Wow. Well, you look good. Welcome
Cheers.
Back.
Cheers. Haven't aged a day over 2 years.
Thanks for bringing the band in. There's a new album, The Bright Side, and we're going to talk about it. But why don't we hear a couple of songs first up? What's the first track you're going to play for us? And introduce the band as well, if you don't mind.
I will. We have got Trey on guitar and keys. We've got Blake on bass, and we've got Taylor on drums. And we're going to play Blue Skies.
Cool. It's Lenka.
Anticipating change coming our way. You're my baby through the bad nights to the brighter days. I know that something good is waiting just around the corner. There's a new day dawning, there's a new life for us. Got to keep on holding on for just a little longer. I know that it's gonna be blue skies for you.
Deeper.
885 KCSN. Our guest in studio this morning is Lenka, and a couple of songs from the new album is called The Bright Side, and we just heard Blue Skies, and we are Go Deeper, excuse mm-hmm. me. And I was just remembering back the last time you were here, you just mentioned it was on your previous album, and you'd just become a mom at that time, I think. You had a 1-year-old. Mm-hmm. And I remember asking, saying, so has that shifted the way you write? And you said, well, not really yet, because some of these songs were already written before then, but now you have a 3-year-old.
Yeah.
So tell us about the collection of songs on this new album and what may have shifted for you in the way you approach songwriting.
Well, regardless of the two songs that we just did being a little more down-tempo, the rest of the album is very up-tempo, and that's because of Quinn. He wanted to hear lots of rhythms and fun songs. He would say, no, Mummy, I don't like that one if I sat at the piano playing a sad ballad. He's like, I don't like that song, Mummy.
This is the beauty of being an independent artist. You can get your 3-year-old to A&R
That's
your
right.
album.
He basically is the curator of this album. So I wanted to make it fun for him. And Blue Skies was actually kind of written in the car to entertain him. I sing in the car sometimes, and it was a stormy day. So he's pretty involved.
It's interesting. I'm thinking about it from the point of view of being a parent myself. Not that I'm a songwriter, but you know, a lot of times people think that when people are writing songs, it's about a guy or a chick or whatever it is.
Right.
But once you have kids, it's like, it could be about my kid. It could be about my husband. It's like, well, the perspective.
It's universal love, man. It can be about anything.
What about all the traveling? Because I know that you've been spending more time here in the States and actually Brooklyn most recently.
Mm-hmm.
How does that impact things?
It's pretty hard, I'm not going to lie, but I think most working mums find it hard. My particular job is not very conducive to being a parent, but he's been coming to the venue sometimes at soundcheck, but mostly he's at home and we hit the road for a week or two by ourselves, and then I go back and see him for a week and then I go back on the road. It's scheduled around, you know, trying to be away for not too long.
How do you do that as an independent artist? Because obviously you got to make a living.
Yeah.
And I know that you've been fortunate to have syncs, as they call them, where songs are used in TV shows, commercials, movies, or whatever. Is that an even more crucial part of the puzzle these days?
Definitely. I mean, for me, that's what is driving this truck.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd be able to do it without the income from those TV shows and things like that. The touring is a bit more expensive if you want to have the luxury of taking breaks and stuff like that. If you want to do it as budget as possible, you basically don't take a break. You just hit the road for months and blood, sweat and tears, you get it done. But I have to just make those choices, I guess, and I'm one of the lucky ones that can afford to fund the expensive parts with the joyful income from the publishing and stuff like that.
When you have a song that is used in a successful TV show. I mean, you can have a song that's used in a TV show and nobody ever nobody ever sees it. You get your money and that's that. But if you have something that's in a TV show that is worldwide and plays for a long time and goes into syndication and all that kind of stuff, that's kind of like the gift that keeps on giving,
it's
really,
huge,
isn't it?
It's huge, yeah. Like my song, The Show, which was my first single, and I was with a major label then and they were pushing it pretty hard, but what really delivered it around the world was the trailer for Ugly Betty, because that show got syndicated, and everywhere that the show was, my song was in the promo, and then, you know, the local label could follow suit if they wanted to and take it to radio, and I would go there and tour, and it really, really helped tremendously.
What comes first these days, and maybe this is too broad a question, but is it radio or is it getting the music out there through other means such as television and advertising and stuff like that?
The thing is, you can't rely on, well, you can't really rely on any of it, but you can't say, oh, we're going to get a sync on this thing in this month right when the album's coming out, because it never works that way. You do, and I did make the mistake of going, oh, it'll be fine, we'll get a sync for whatever song and that'll help, and we didn't get one.
Yeah.
So I think ideally the two at once, the two at the same time, but you never know.
I guess my question is that world driving radio these days? Because I'm seeing myself, I see things sort of showing up in commercials, and it's such a whole different way of, artists have to look at it differently these days than they did 15, 20 years ago.
Yeah.
But sometimes you'll see something that is used in a trailer for a movie, for example, and then radio
then
comes in.
Then you hear
in.
It on radio, Well, I had a song called Everything at Once that was just an album track on album two, and it got this huge sync for a Windows 8 commercial, and it was never going to be a radio song, but it ended up being number one in Germany, and, you know, like it became a radio hit purely because of that.
And as a result of that, you can tour in Germany and you have...
That's right. I have a solid fan base there.
Recognition in whatever territories are playing the music. It's a fascinating new paradigm, I guess, for artists to be working in. But you keep turning out the albums.
I do, yeah.
It's great. So the new one is called The Bright Side, and it's always good to see you. We've done this a few times now. First time with the band, though, I think. So thanks for bringing me in.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
And
you make it all the more better.
You're going to wrap it up with one more song. What are we going to hear before we go out?
We're going to do Unique. It's a real feel-good one.
All right. So it's The Morning Show at 88.5 KCSN. Our guest in studio is Lenka. The album is The Bright Side, and she's going to wrap up right now with another live track.
I'm happy to be sad. It's funny when I'm mad. I don't really sense, but I know that that's not bad. I'm lonely in a crowd, and I'm quiet when it's loud. No, I don't know what I want, but I'll figure it all out. I like to move around to a different beat. I'm walking with a smile down my own street, and I don't really mind what you all think, 'cause I am me and that's unique. I'm living in my own world every day. I party by myself in my own way. Might look a little funny, but that's okay, 'cause I am me and that's unique. Love you when you're mean. I feel dirty when I'm clean. I don't know what I want, but I know that you know what I mean. I'm hungry late at night, and I'm tired when it's light. I've got my imperfections, but I know that that's alright.